SBS Radio.
The time of year where everyone gets to be with the ones they love. I guess that wasn't made for boys.
My name is Blessie. I come from Wollongong, born and raised. I work very heavily in the music scene in Wollongong. A lot of solo acts that I help out and mentor and coach, as well as the scene itself from venues and booking and being in a band and performing as well. On the flip, I'm also doing a lot of events and a lot of touring with MAS. Shout outs to those guys. So MAS Presents is a events touring company by my mentor, Marco Andre Solario. And we do a lot of hip-hop dance competitions all around Australia, even in the Asia-Pacific region as well. And we'll also be launching in America in 2017. So we'll be doing our first American World Supremacy Battlegrounds in LA in July. So as well with that, we also tour artists that within the YouTube market. So a lot of the YouTubers that come from America or Philippines or Asia Pacific region as well, New Zealand, we've done a lot of work with them, touring them around different cities in Australia, typically Sydney, Melbourne, Brisbane, sometimes Auckland as well. We've also taken some artists to Philippines and Singapore.
Can we maybe talk about there being a Wollongong scene?
Being from Wollongong, growing up and being a teenager there, I didn't identify a lot with a lot of the music that was popular for the muso scene, like the musicians themselves. Throughout my uni years, I just had this hunger to want to perform or be a part of something or create some sort of community. Just didn't know how to do it. Didn't know or didn't have the confidence to do it probably back then as well. And, you know, something rang to me the other day where somebody said, or I watched a video, and competence allows confidence. Because I have such a love for it, I was able to find other like-minded people as well. With the live music scene in Wollongong back then, there wasn't much soul, R&B, funk, pop or those kind of vibes, and I didn't want to accept that was it. I wanted more from people. I wanted more from the culture and community, because there's so many talented people out there that they just didn't have the outlet. The more I started to play, and this was well after I finished, you know, the uni years and started working and all that sort of thing, I got bored. I got bored with doing the 9-to-5 stuff, and because of that, I joined this little competition called Urban Star, and I think that changed my way of thinking.
By connecting with like-minded people, as you said, you actually started also mentoring or being involved with their careers as well?
Yeah, totally. So being able to be a part of that competition such as Urban Star, I realized I love performing and that'll always be a thing. But I was older than a lot of the guys and girls that were involved, and I just felt it felt natural to help them. I would be the ones playing at so many different venues for a longer period of time, and they would come and approach and say, like, oh, how can you get me a gig? Can you get me gigs here, there and everywhere? And because I had relationships with a lot of the different venues around, I was able to book them in certain weeks or days, and you know, the community of us, or the family, we like to sort of call it, we would all go and support each other's gigs and go, and you know, it's very encouraging, it's a very uplifting kind of environment.
Can we talk about how you got involved, or how you got to know Cyrus?
With Cyrus, he joined a competition in Wollongong that I was running called Urban Star. 2013 is when I introduced it to Wollongong, but in 2015 he joined the competition, prior to that competition, I'd just been talking to him for a little while about music, about gigs, about performances. He hadn't gigged much up until that point because he'd just finished high school. So at that point, I was inviting him to certain events that I was hosting and I was putting on in and around Wollongong, and he really took to that and loved it. I still remember that first time he went to one of the events. I think it was one of my band gigs, actually, that he came to, and I was playing some Stevie Wonder or something like that, and he was just really responsive, loved it. But, you know, just seeing that kid from back then being so hyped up about, you know, a local band gig that I happened to be playing with my band, we're called Master Blaster, and then sort of booking him as well as many other different acts in different venues in and around Wollongong. The most remarkable part for me in relation to Cyrus is just being able to see him grow, not just as a musician or a performer, but just as a human being as well. Just being able to see him prosper in the spotlight. With Cy, he was part of that comp and he won it, that Wollongong heat, he won it. And then not long after that, that's when he started and joined X Factor.
What are your plans for the future? How do you think this will evolve in the coming years?
I want to do more events and touring. That's a lot of where the focus or the focal point is. I really enjoy and like being a part of something that gets to influence younger generations. Just want to be creating more opportunities, more shows, more tours, and you know, bridging the gap between different artists in different countries and regions and things here in Australia as well. And it's promoting greatness, trying to at least.
It's hard, 'cause you bring not a smile to my memories. Inyong komunidad, inyong usapan sa SBS Filipino.